From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The Syrian opposition shows up in Geneva. Representatives of the main opposition group met Sunday with the UN envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, with both sides saying there had been progress in resolving some of the issues that had the opposition threatening to leave before they engaged in proximity talks with Damascus. The opposition is demanding an end to airstrikes on civilians, lifting of sieges that are preventing humanitarian aid from reaching rebel-held areas. In Washington, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry Sunday urged both sides to push for an end to the nearly five-year conflict.
I appeal to both sides to make the most of this moment, to seize the opportunity for serious negotiations, to negotiate in good faith with the goal of making concrete, measurable progress in the days immediately ahead.
In Syria Sunday, the Islamic State claimed responsibility for a triple bombing in a southern Damascus suburb that killed at least 60 people. An African Union summit ended in Ethiopia Sunday with a proposed peacekeeping force for troubled Burundi put on hold after members said they would not send troops without the government's consent. Instead, they'll send a high-level delegation to push for talks between the government and opposition. They'll also seek approval of a peacekeeping presence to end months of simmering political violence.
C'est le cas pour le Burundi, le Soudan du Sud.
AU President Idriss Déby of Chad said the key word is dialogue. He said the AU is seeking peace in both Burundi and South Sudan very quietly. The AU has considered sending a 5,000-member force to stem the political violence in Burundi that erupted last year when President Pierre Nkurunziza announced he would seek a controversial third term. This is VOA News.